Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mads Maddest writer Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 436 for November 5th. Backup Pal. And now, get ready for Dick. It's a brand new week and a brand new day and a brand new Daily GizWiz. Here he is, the GizWiz, Dick D. Dickie D. Bartolo!
Yay!
Woo! Oh, that's me.
Woo!
Very good. Very good. Dick. Yo, you know what to do? It. Somebody sent us, and I don't know what I did with it, a website where you can go and play different sound effects. And I told him to send it on to you, but maybe he didn't. Anyway, so that we could have free sound effects.
Oh, well, that'd be nice. Yeah, I think he did. I think he did. You have to download them. I know the site.
Oh,
it's a very
do?
Cool
okay,
site.
Okay.
Yeah. Unless okay. I'll have to look. I'm pretty sure I did get that. Yeah.
Okay.
So thank you.
Oh, no problem. Today is a new gadget, and it's called Backup Pal, like friend. And if you want to play along, it's backup-pal.com.
Right.
Now, I only got to test this halfway, and I'll tell you why.
So did you get the back or the up?
No, I got the back up, but I didn't get the transfer to.
Ah.
Now, this is what it is. It's a little device.
Oh, this is a great idea.
This is a great idea, and I'll tell you why I didn't get to do all the way. What I want to ultimately do is transfer my cell phone number directory from a Motorola phone to an LG phone.
Yes.
So far they have three companies. It's Motorola, Nokia, and Samsung.
Not
they
LG
have the dongles for those. LG is in the works. But basically what it is, you don't need a computer. You plug this device into your cell phone, and you'll see a series of flashing lights. And when the LED turns solid green, it means that all your information, your contacts on your cell phone,
brilliant,
has been duplicated,
brilliant,
in the memory of the Backup Pal.
This is the number one issue people have going from phone to phone, is they got to get all the data in that new phone.
Exactly. And then if you're going from a Motorola to a Nokia or a Samsung, then you change the dongle on Backup Pal, plug it into your new phone, and instead of hitting the switch backup, you hit the transfer to switch, and all your contacts will go into your new phone. It's 39. I think it's 39. I can't remember now. I'll go there now and take a look. But there several things are in the works. They're working on a connection so that you can also download the information to your computer, update it, send it to the Backup Pal, and then from the Backup Pal, send it to a phone. That's one thing they're doing. And right now it does not work on smartphones, but that is also in the works.
Well, you don't need it as much on a smartphone because
most of them don't sync up, right?
So
exactly, because you know most of that.
It's really
stuff
on things like the Razer, where there's no way to get that stuff out of there.
Exactly. Yeah. So okay, you have to select manufacturer. Oh, I'm looking here at one best innovation of the year.
$50.
Okay.
But then you have to buy the dongle. So that's $50 with the Razer setup.
And okay.
You know what? This is also good to, well, it is a backup. So you should do it even if you aren't transferring over because, you know, what if you lose the phone?
Exactly. Now, the thing to remember is it holds memory for one phone. So the guy there told me they're working on one that will hold multiple phone memories. But for now, you'll back up your Motorola. The memory will always be in Backup Pal in case you lose it and get another
Excellent.
Motorola that's the same.
Excellent.
That's a breeze to put it back in.
Yeah.
The memory does not depend on the batteries. The little backup PAL takes three AAAs. But even if they die, the memory is safe. So it's a clever little device.
I think that's a great idea. Is this? I mean, it seems familiar, but
you know what, Leo? There was another company, CellStick.
Okay.
It was called.
Yeah.
And they kept saying, we're coming back any day now with interchangeable heads. And,
yeah.
And I waited a year and I wrote them and I said, we're coming back any day now with interchangeable.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know what
they
happened.
They didn't happen. But, well, at least when this one did. And this looks really cool. Yeah. What a great idea. So, yeah.
Backup PAL.
Backup PAL. Our pick of the week. Of the Monday.
Of the Monday.
Of the Monday week.
Hi, you guys.
Hiya.
This is Will Cool. Oh, Will Cool writes us quite often. Portland, Oregon.
Because you can't forget his name.
No.
Oh, Will Cool.
A great name. It's such a cool name.
It's cool.
With all the talk on the Daily Gizwiz about jingles, I wanted to ask about the holiday letters jingle.
Oh, yeah. We've got it.
I like that one, and I remember that Leo likes it, too.
I do, but I can't play it. But, well, when do you think? Do I start
in
December?
Well, that's the gist of his letters. Yeah. I look forward to hearing it during the holiday season, but I have to ask, when do you think the holiday season officially starts? My feeling has been in the States, the holiday season begins the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Nah, it begins right now. Oh, don't you feel the cool, fresh snow falling all over the city? The lights are up, the trees are there. They're at Rockefeller Center. Santa's got his sleigh in the lube shop. I think you could do that now.
Oh, we did.
You know, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. No, it starts. I think it starts right after Halloween.
November 1st. Is this today November 1st?
Yeah. Well, it's November 4th. I think this is good.
Yeah, this is perfect. He says, can you tell me the DGW officially recognized beginning of the holidays? We just did, Will. It's officially November
3rd. Is today. This is the 3rd.
November 3rd.
But I'm going to say the 1st November. Just, the second Tuesday in November. The first Tuesday in November, that's Election Day. The first Monday in November, that's Gizwiz Christmas Jingle Day.
Yeah.
That's
easy. You know what? We should get a proclamation.
We should. Maybe, could you get, do you know the mayor?
No, it's much easier to get the mayor of Petaluma to do it.
Yeah, I know the mayor.
Aren't you the mayor? There a mayor?
Yeah, there's wonderful Pam Torliat, Mayor Torliat, and I know her very well. And
I
will get a proclamation from her. Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Happy Gizwiz letter jingle unveiling day.
Yeah, we need something like that.
I'm glad Will Cool brought that up.
Well, Will, we thank you for that. And I love that jingle, too. It makes me feel so...
George Wood, baby.
I put on my Santa hat while you were playing it.
I know, just the jing, jing, jing. I think, people often say, oh, no, they're going to put the lights up now. It's Christmas. I hate... Why? Christmas is too short as it is. Let's start Christmas early. It's not just about shopping. It's about the spirit.
It's about getting stuff, too.
And getting stuff, mostly. Yes. I'm going to be spending Christmas back east. I'm hoping it'll snow. I'm going to go back east to, with my family and visit my mom and my sister in Rhode Island.
Oh, up in Providence?
Yeah. And it's on the way to Egypt. Did you know
that?
Who
did your routing?
Providence.
You have to go through Providence
to get
to Egypt. Yes.
It's the famous Providence to Cairo flight.
Oh, okay.
Don't you know?
Wow. No. So you're going to be in Egypt for how long?
For New Year's Eve.
Okay.
So, no, we're flying December 27th. We're actually flying out of Boston, which is near enough.
Oh, okay.
That's an hour from Providence. Boston to Frankfurt, and then Frankfurt to Cairo. And we're going to be in Egypt for 10 days, seeing the pyramids.
Wow.
Yes. I'm looking forward
to
it. New Year's Eve, Dick, in a Bedouin tent.
What kind of a tent?
The Bedouins, you know, they're the nomadic tribe that roams the deserts in Africa. The Bedouin, the Bedouins.
Oh, the Bedouins.
The
okay,
Bedouins.
Yeah.
The Bedouin tent.
Oh, okay.
That's where I'm going to
be. Yeah, that's a chain of tents, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, that's right. They have holiday tents. They right. have they Bedouin tent suites.
Right, and they have Bedouin 8.
That's it. Bedouin 8.
Motel.
Yes,
tents.
That's right. We'll leave the hookah on for you, I believe is the slogan
okay.
for that one. So anyway, no, yeah, that's going to be fun. Anyway, so from now, remind me, though, because I'm going to forget for the first few days, the Christmas jingle now. From now
Christmas,
on.
Okay, I will.
Christmas jingle, Leo.
Christmas jingle,
into
Leo.
My head. Christmas jingle, from now on. I'm moving it into into the current jingle folder. All right, now you owe me something, dude.
What's that?
You were going to tell us all what the silly rubber taco holder was on the front of the GizWiz website for the What the Heck Is
okay.
It contest.
Okay, now... I think there were more entries this month or for last month's
October
than ever.
Really?
Hundreds, probably several hundred people
really
said it was a taco holder.
That's what I thought it was.
So that you could make tacos and the shell wouldn't break.
Yes.
You would stuff the, and there were some very funny ones. It looked like Pac-Man that got hit by a truck. It looked like a prison taco, you know, prison,
yes, a rubber prison taco.
Right. Okay, now this is a clever device, but only if you move a lot, or if you are a mover, or if you pack things in cartons.
Oh.
You will love this device. It's called Tiger Taco, T-I-G-E-R.
Okay.
Tiger Taco, better than an extra hand. And Leo, what it is you slide it over the edge of cardboard cartons,
yeah,
and it keeps the flaps folded down.
It holds them in while you're loading it.
There is nothing worse. If you're alone, cartons are evil.
Yes.
You can,
they have a life
you can
of
mark
their own.
Cartons
yes.
are evil.
Yes.
As you approach them, they slam one of those lids in. And as you put the stuff in, the lid goes in and you can't get it back out unless you take all the stuff out. So Taco Tiger, there's four in a package. You get four of those plastic Taco
what a
Tigers.
Good idea.
For $5.
And they're bright orange, so you really see the edges of the box. That's a really
exactly.
good idea.
And you fold it over, and it holds brilliant. The cotton open.
No one would have ever guessed. Did anybody
says,
actually
feed
get that?
Feed me, feed me.
Did that one guy who gets it every time get it?
One person did, and I have to go back and now. I don't have the winner's list in front of me. But one person one person said Taco Taga. I don't know how they did it.
That? Maybe he was a mover.
Maybe he was, or a shaker, one or the other.
Wow. Brilliant.
All
right. So you've got a brand new one. You go to gizwiz.biz and we've got a brand new, what the heck is it? It's an object. We don't tell you, Dick doesn't tell you how big it is or anything. You just have to figure it out. And you can see it's hard.
Yeah, it is, but it's fun. You know, there was so many great funny answers, which I love more than the real ones.
And you give prizes both for funny and real.
Funny, yes. If you really get it, you really guess the name, or you get close, you get an autographed Mad magazine, and then we pick 24 silly answers. I think Pac-Man hit, it looked like Pac-Man after being hit by
Pac-Man
a truck.
I love the Pac-Man being run over.
Right.
That's very funny.
Yeah.
So be clever.
Oh, and don't forget, Leo, I sent you a link.
I'm looking at it right now.
To the gizwiz.biz USB smart button.
That was easy.
Yeah. Oh, that's very good.
Yeah.
Now we'll be sued by Staples.
But it's like that smart button.
It's like that smart button.
But it has you on it.
It has me on it. It has my logo on it.
And when you press it, does it go, I'll be there?
The next generation will.
What does it do? What happens?
It sits on your desk and it puts on a little light show. There are three or four different colored LEDs that fade out and in, so the button is ever-changing colors. But when you say, you know what, I want to take a little break and go play the What the Heck Is It game, you just tap on the button,
yeah,
and your computer instantly goes to my website.
Oh, that's the funniest thing I ever heard of.
So if you want to find, you know, the gadget of the day or see something else on my website, you just push the USB smart button. It plugs into a USB
port. Can you
port.
Reprogram the site it goes to?
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, I'm sure you can hack it. I mean, when I got them, they're all pre-programmed to go to my website.
Oh.
But they're about $10 each to get them made, so I'm selling them for $17.99.
But you're throwing in a Mad Magazine, too. So.
Yeah, and a Mad Magazine, too. And, you know, people always go, oh, you know, you don't have a donation button. And I always tell them, hey, if you buy something on my website, I make some
money. That's a donation button. And this is a real button. It's an actual button.
This is an actual button, and there's a little link on my website where you can see it on YouTube at MySpace /TheGizWiz. There's a little 90-second video.
Hey,
of the
it's
button
Steve Bartola, Mad Magazine.
Here it is. I'm playing it right
now. And TheGizWiz. And you know what this is? This is the GizWiz Biz USB smart button. Now, what does that do? Well, it changes colors. You know how I love LEDs. But I'm going to hold it up more to my
Wait a minute.
Computer
I'm going to pause it here. If you want to find out what happens when he presses it, go to MySpace. What is it? World of Mad?
No. Backslash the GizWiz.
Oh, you have your own MySpace page.
I have my own MySpace.
Oh, you are.
Yeah,
just...
I throw up little. I have little videos up there. Oh, don't talk to me. You have 9 million websites.
I'm
Leo.
Impressed.
I don't know. You know,
I'm going to add you as my friend on MySpace. Will you friend me? Will you top friend me?
Oh, absolutely. 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 Yeah, and you know, in the MySpace.
Hey, Sticky Bartola.
Stop, stop, stop.
What would you expect to pay for a button like this? 30,000?
30, yes.
35,000? That's pretty much what they sell for.
Yes. I love it. That's a cute. How'd you get the idea for that? That's very cute.
You know what? At one of the trade shows, I saw this thing, and the guy said, you know, we make them with logos. We actually don't sell them to the public. We just wholesale them to companies for premiums.
Well, it'd be great. Like if I put the Twit logo on there and you press the button and it played the most recent GizWiz or something, that'd be kind of fun.
You could get one to program for Twit.
Yeah.
Well, with everything you do, you'd have to get.
I'd have to
like
get a button
55.
For each podcast.
You'd have to get 130.
Yeah.
US.
Yeah. But well, that's a neat giveaway.
Yeah,
look
yeah,
at all the videos you make on here. I didn't realize you made so many videos.
Oh, yeah. They're just little things when I have, you know, a few minutes to throw something together. You know, they're all very low quality as the podcast is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we wouldn't expect anything more.
No, no. We're not. We are not doing, you know, we're
not.
We try to have fun here.
Yes. And I think if we don't have fun, then at least you can have fun. And if you don't have fun, please don't tell anybody.
That's right. And if you don't have fun, we don't have fun.
We don't
have fun. Someone forgot to say that we haven't been doing our slogan lately. What was it? The worse your life, the better we sound. It's something like that.
I blocked it out, actually. Well, I'll make sure
I'm having it knitted into a needlepoint thing.
I'll make sure to add that to my logo list.
Right.
All right, Dick. Hey, we're tomorrow. You know what
tomorrow
is? Yes.
Yeah.
The day you all dread, Turn the Table Tuesday.
No. You told me off camera, I mean off mic, that tomorrow is going to be like a knockout kind of day.
Oh, dear. Why did I ever say anything?
You told me that this was going to be something that was going to really make TV and podcast history.
Oh.
You said that maybe I should send TV cameras to your
house. Oh, Dick. All right, Dick. We'll see you then, all right?
I'll be here.
D-A-I-L-Y. It's the Daily GizWiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.